With partly sunny skies, it's 57 degrees in Richland Center on this Tuesday afternoon, March 18th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. David Franklin Spiegel, 89 of Muscadet, died March 7th at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet, with military rites to be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post. Burial will be held at St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym Wednesday from 10 until 10:45, when a rosary will be prayed before the procession to the church for the Mass and service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin or the Muscadet Sportsmen's League. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of David Spiegel include his wife Lynn, three children, David and Angela Spiegel of Wooster, Ohio, Russell and Ann Spiegel of Poinette, and Elizabeth Spiegel and Augusto Centino of Newport News, Virginia. Six grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, two sisters, Karen Pugh of Wisconsin Rapids and Lyndon Ken Otzelberger of Heartland, brother-in-law Thomas Schock of Heartland, sister-in-law Eula and Richard Taylor of El Paso, Texas, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. David Franklin Spiegel, 89 of Muscadet. Dorothy A. Baker, 92 of Arena, died March 10th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Dorothy Baker include three children, Frank Baker, Carol and Rick Roll, and Leslie Baker. Seven grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, siblings, Dolores Hoskins, Danny Roberts, Donna Shep, and Dixie Drakenberg, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Mary Ostrander is survived by her children, Angie and Jean Gernt of Marquette, Iowa, and Greg and Gretchen Johnson and Tim Johnson, all of Boscobel. Nine grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, sisters-in-law Elaine Kidd of Welton, Iowa, and Benita and Roscoe Ray of Muscadet, brother-in-law John Ostrander of Muscadet, several nieces and nephews, a special aunt and uncle, Connie and David Hudson of Prairie du Chien, goddaughter Melanie Lund of Madison, along with other relatives and friends. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel. Donna Janine Reed, 91, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, March 29th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, March 29th from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the First Baptist Church. Janine Reed is survived by four children, Nancy Reed of Reedstown, Patsy Reed Perkins of Mesa, Arizona, Robert and Candy Reed of Canfield, Ohio, and James and Rhonda Reed of Holman. 12 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, four great-great-grandchildren, a sister-in-law, Shirley Ewing, nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Donna Janine Reed, 91, of Richland Center. Bruce F. Kovars, age 63, died Thursday after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, May 3rd, from 1 to 5 at events at Castle Rock Rural Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Bruce Kovars is survived by his wife, Carol, five sons, Scott and Jamie, Jonathan and Tracy, Christopher and Morgan, Buddy, and Jake and Cheyenne. 5 grandchildren, his mother, Barbara and Ron, siblings, Vicky and Brian, Stevie, Sandy and Scott, Beth and Andrew, and Ron and Sherry. His mother-in-law, Phyllis Fish, sisters-in-law, Kathy and Dan, Nancy and AJ, and Tammy. Also many aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. Bruce F. Kovars, age 63. Brian L. Lawrence, 62, of Richland Center, died suddenly Friday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family. Survivors of Brian Lawrence include his wife Heidi, 2 children, Hannah Chadwick of Viola and Joseph Chadwick of Soldiers Grove, 3 grandchildren, siblings Susan and Jerry Walcott of Janesville, Lonnie and Mary Lawrence of Carlsbad, New Mexico, Julie Marshall of Janesville, Kevin L. Lawrence and Sonia Junk of Richland Center, and Deanna McCarthy and Michael Mason of Reedstown. Sister-in-law, Eve and Terry Alexander of Viola. 2 brothers-in-law, Raymond Jr. and Lois Hadley of Milton, and Dustin Hadley of Stoddard. Close friend, Rick and Kendra Pardoon, along with other relatives and friends. Brian L. Lawrence, 62, of Richland Center. Ruth Marie Hansen, 90, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Pine Valley Community Village. Graveside services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center. Ruth Hansen is survived by special friends, Teresa Jensen and Barb Ewing, other relatives, and friends. Ruth Marie Hansen, 90, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Melissa Spiller and Henry Bissett had a daughter, Evelyn Roslyn Ray.